This silver vessel is made in the form of a stag. The cup and chest were hammered from a single piece of silver that was joined to the head by a ring of checkerboard pattern. The horns and the handle were attached separately. A frieze around the rim depicts a goddess sitting on a cross-legged stool, holding a bird of prey in her left hand and a small cup in her right. She wears a conical crown and has large ears, typical of Hittite art. A mushroom-shaped incense burner separates her from a male god who stands on the back of a stag. He too holds a falcon in his left hand, while with his right he grasps a small curved staff. Three men are shown in profile, moving to the left and facing the deities. Each holds an object of offering that he brings in homage to the divinities. Behind the men is a tree or plant against which rests the collapsed figure of a stag. Above the stag, hanging in space, is a quiver with arrows and an object that appears to be a bag. Two vertical spears complete the frieze and separate the stag from the goddess. Cult scenes or religious processions were commonly represented in the art of the Hittite Empire, and texts make frequent reference to trees and plants associated with rituals or festivals. Texts also tell us that spears were venerated objects, so that it's possible that the stag, killed in hunt, as suggested by the quiver and bag, was being dedicated to the stag god. Hittite texts also mention that animal-shaped vessels, made of gold, silver, stone, and wood, and shaped in the appropriate animal form, were given to the gods for their own use. Though the precise meaning of the frieze on this vessel remains a matter of conjecture, it is possible that it was intended as the personal property of the stag god.